This is GQDN for July the 21st, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, go get a free book, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and stackup.org. So today, you know me as Joe, we talk about some figurines, Nintendo Live, and Ubisoft, which is that where we begin. We have a few articles coming for Ubisoft considering their quarter one fiscal 2023 or 22 to 23 earnings report. Why? Because there has been some announcements from within that report. So first off, we go to Destructoid, two articles. One that says that it cancels Splinter Cell VR, Ghost Recon Frontline, and two unannounced games. So apparently there was some games that was under development, but those games were unannounced. But still, the VR game of Splinter Cell and Ghost Recon Frontline are now canceled. They had also said that Ubisoft is delaying Avatar Frontiers of Pandora into 2023 to 2024. So, when can that actually be? It really does depend on when the game is fully developed. But all the other things, including some explanations, are done in the Ubisoft first quarter. So, here is what really happened. Now keep in mind, all of this is going to be done in pounds, because I got this off of, well, Dual Shockers. So we'll see how everything translates. Such as, part of their report does say that they had some better expected performance from the Assassin's Creed brand and from Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. So they do like what happened there. And they also said that Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Hope, and Skull and Bones will be released on October 20th and November 8th this year, respectively. These are bullet points. Reveal of Tom Clancy's Division, Resurgence of Mobile, they have the strategy of expanding the brand's universe. So you could see some new stuff coming to that game. Now, there's also a signature of a new high-value licensing partnership on mobile for one of their AAA games. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, like I said, does move to 2023-2024. And Ubisoft will reveal the future of Assassin's Creed brand in September. And there was a strong support of Ubisoft's shareholder at the annual general meeting. And they are a part of Play Green, which is in line with their environmental commitment. Now, Frederick Duguid, Chief Financial Officer, said, quote, "We deliver a slightly better than expected performance in the quarter with notably performances from Rainbow Six Siege and Assassin's Creed brand. The past months have been very active with the gameplay reveals of Mario Rabbids, Sparks of Hope, and Skull and Bones. Players' feedback for the reveal of the Vengeance Resurgence and the ongoing tests of Rainbow Six Mobile, The Division, Heartland, and X Defiant have been supportive." Now, they get into some of the pipeline of games, including what they expected from Mario and Rabbids, Skull and Bones, Tom Clancy's Division's Resurgence, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six type games. Now, they've also decided to release a 2023-24 smaller announced premium game originally slated for this year to next year. And Ubisoft Forward will return on September 10th with updates and news on multiple games and projects from around the Ubisoft world. So we shall see indeed what does happen there. Links to that report is in our Discord. You must be a Patreon to see it. Now we get into some very interesting stuff that will happen this year. And according to NintendoEverything.com, Nintendo Live 2022 is announced for Japan. So Nintendo Live has been on hiatus since 2019, thanks virus. But what could happen here? Well, you could see a lot of Mario, because it is Nintendo. And maybe some other things as well, because they have been announcing different things, you know, every so often. So we'll see what happens. Now, if you played Final Fantasy VII Remake, the beautiful Cloud has been made a statue or a figurine. Now, it's not cheap. This is coming to us from Kotaku.com, and it's about $195. And you get him in full dress, the whole nine. And that will be indeed very, very interesting. So, $200. Hey, there you go. Speaking of figurines, this is coming to us from Forbes.com, and Sony has licensed some base toys and collections to Spin Master. So basically, they want to include some God of War, some Uncharted, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Last of Us, those type of games, and they've been licensed to Spin Master Corp to make a wide array of toys and collectibles. So the president of Spin Master, Chris Beardall, did say, quote, both SIE, PlayStation, and Spin Master share a common goal to inspire and entertain consumers through the relentless pursuit of innovation. Further quote, together we will bring the interactive storytelling of Sony's immersive PlayStation games to life in an all-new way, extending the fandom from digital to reimagined physical play. Very interesting. Now we get to Blizzard at Comic-Con. And Comic-Con news will be coming in probably tomorrow's show. But there's a lot of things, and this is all brought to us from Wowhead. Reinhardt is in there, Whitebeard and all, for Overwatch. Diablo has the Blizzard exclusive Diablo 2 Resurrected Deluxe Vinyl Box Set, Soulstone Powerbank, Java Sock, Diablo 4 Necromancer T shirt, art print, title Lilith, Daughter of Hatred, artist Victor Lee. Overwatch, well, you know of one, but they also have the new Blood comic cover, Junker Queen art print, Java Sock again, Sojourn T. WoW has the classic playing cards, the Burning Crusade playing cards, Alliance and Horde Chrome Domes, Alexstrasza T, and the art print Cindergrossa and Arthas, Pepe Revendeth plush. Pepe's a plush. And the other franchises that includes Blizzard Series 5 badges, Blizzard Foregoing World's Art, Hearthstone Art Javasok, StarCraft's Art Javasok, and Heroes of the Storm Javasok. That is all for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. All the figurines. We will see you tomorrow, probably with some Comic-Con games news. So go play some games, people. Bye.